Collaborators. I am neither an orator nor an author. Nobody asked me so far to be one. Our workers were satisfied with the highest wages, be it in the form of food or money, and customers were asking primarily for goods and price-worthy shoes. At the present time, however, the workers around me are afraid to lose their jobs and their savings, and customers are looking at their shoes, wondering if that particular 100 crowns bill they saved buying them recently did not cause the calamity invented by our competitors and spread by communist and small businessman newspapers. I have to tell the truth to my workers and customers because I wish they would believe me for the second time as well. Those leading a smear campaign against us were wrong when they wrote about my wealth before, and they are wrong again when they talk now about my bankruptcy. I do not possess a fortune. I have only shoes for customers and leather for workers. It is a property similar to the telescope for an astronomer or the violin for a musician. If I did not have it, I could not give jobs to my workers and shoes to my customers. It would be worth just as much as a musician without a musical instrument. But I am not bankrupt either, and never will be. It is not hard for you to believe me, because you know that a bankrupt man asks his creditors to reduce his debts, which they would not do if he denied the fact. But it is more difficult to persuade you that I can never go bankrupt, and for the following reasons. In the first place, I come from an old-fashioned world where people still believed bankruptcy to be dishonest, particularly when the bankrupt fared well and the creditors badly. Secondly, I have learned already during my youth to overcome bankruptcy. I will immediately tell you how, as you can learn from it. At the age of 18, I was one of the co-founders of this enterprise. It was operated under my oldest brother's name, and my sister participated with a capital of 600 guldens. We felt like rich people, and we lacked neither money nor time for merrymaking. But a year later, we lacked money to pay the bills of exchange drawn against the merchandise. Distraints showed there were no assets, but the books contained many unpaid drafts. At that time, my brother started his 3 years military service. A deficit in commercial accounts does not yet mean a bankruptcy. A businessman does not count his energy, hard work, and commercial talents as assets, and yet they are great assets. But I did not even possess such assets. I was brought up in a white-collar town. I considered manual work as almost dishonorable, and I did not know how to do any other work. In spite of all this, I did not go bankrupt. The shame of a possible bankruptcy of my brother's enterprise, in which I participated, taught me to work and economize time and money. By my own work, I overcame bankruptcy and fully repaid my creditors. This convinced me that bankruptcy is a question of moral attitude. Many of us, by the way, well remember this story. There are also bankruptcies caused by a misfortune, and there are people who do not want to survive their shame. Such people, just as the reckless, well-fed, and happy bankrupt people, are no guarantee for the creditors. A guarantee for the creditor is only a businessman ready to surrender his creditors not only his entire visible assets, but himself and his hard work as well. On such human virtues are based great enterprises, banks, and even empires. The Germans call it Geschäftstreue, business fidelity. And Schiller wrote the great poem Die Bürgschaft, the warranty, about it. I do not want to turn you away from taking out savings from the Enterprise Bank. I would only like to advise you not to entrust your savings to big establishments, but to check the moral fiber of the people working there. The belief in and respect to work represent, in Butter's conception, the most noble expression of human personality, because he observed how consciously honored common work can heal the wounds of people afflicted by war, and how it helps his region. He wrote to his collaborators about it on the 14th of July, 1923.